HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Apprentice in Wonderland, How Donald Trump and Mark Burnett Took America Through the Looking Glass by Ramin Sitoudi, read by Roger Wayne. To my dad, who is voting for him. "But I don't want to go among mad people," Alice remarked. "Oh, you can't help that," said the cat. "We're all mad here." Lewis Carroll. Don't forget, when it first went on, everybody said, "No way. Who's going to watch Trump on television? It's not going to work." And you know, it worked. And they want to renew me as long as I live, I guess. Donald Trump on Fox News, February 2015. Prologue. Into the boardroom. Donald Trump is back in the boardroom, but as reality TV's ultimate boss slumps in his chair 25 floors above Manhattan, the cameras are nowhere to be found. It's August 2021, the summer after Trump was voted out of the White House. His president, in exile's most adoring fans and his most ardent detractors, probably think he's at Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster. Yet Trump has covertly made his way back to the city he loves, and he's agreed to meet me here at Trump Tower to relive his TV glory days. Clad in his familiar armor of a boxy suit and too long necktie that became his trademark as the Donald, he's going to travel back in time with me to 2004. That's when his reality TV series, The Apprentice, became a national phenomenon, transforming Trump into an unlikely blue-collar folk hero with swagger, comedic timing, and world-class negotiating chops. Trump, until then a New York celebrity who was pushing his way forward with the help of the tabloids, suddenly blew up as America's most famous businessman. Trump's four-year presidency has been a kaleidoscope of distortions and fake news, ending with an attempted coup. The country has moved on, or so it seems, from Trump, and Trump seems, for the moment, to have moved on as well. He lost his Twitter privileges because of his role in inciting the insurrection on January 6, 2021. Without a platform on which to rant in 280-character bursts about the injustices he's facing, Trump essentially disappeared. But on this afternoon, he has reason to crack a smile. He's about to do something that's going to remind him just how powerful he used to be. He's going to revisit some of his best exchanges as NBC's top reality TV moneymaker, to remember a simpler time when he knew exactly what to say and when everybody, not just his partisan loyalists, looked up to him. "There are a lot of big moments," Trump says. I press play on an 11-minute video that I've edited together of key scenes from The Apprentice. The clips range from the three times he axed the troublemaker contestant, Omarosa Manigault. He could never stay mad at her and later made her a top aide in his White House, to crowning Joan Rivers the winner of the second celebrity edition of the series. "It is true, isn't it?" he asks, boasting about his unique perch in popular culture. I assure the former leader of the free world that yes, his reality TV series changed history. The conference room that we're in today has the generic feeling of a workspace that could exist anywhere, with a scuffed-up long wooden table, a TV projection screen, and rolling chairs. Only if you squint, though, does it resemble the boardroom from The Apprentice. In a way, we're on a working set. The NBC series was shot in Trump Tower, and Trump charged the show's creator, Mark Burnett, hundreds of thousands of dollars to lease office space. "Okay, so we had two floors of this building, big floors, taken up by The Apprentice," Trump says after we watch the scene in which he first uttered the words, "You're fired," on TV. "Down below, we had the boardroom. There were hundreds of people that worked on the show. You know, this television stuff is great. You'll think they'll have, like, two cameras?" He pauses for effect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?